Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. So happy to be here today with the hardworking folks from Grow Westmoreland. It's a wonderful nonprofit that's working very hard to continue to see growth and expansion in Westmoreland County. This organization was founded by Sean Curtis, one of our Westmoreland County commissioners. He's joining us today, along with the chairperson, Donna Rain Odell, and the vice chair, Gina Kiesel. Everyone, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. Happy to be here.
Sean, I'm going to start with you. This was an idea that came to you as you went through the strategic planning process and started to look at the demographics of Westmoreland County. Tell us what you were looking at that gave you this idea, and then talk us through how you and your co-chairs decided to start this.
Well, once again, thank you for having me on, Jennifer. Truly appreciate the opportunity to talk about Grow Westmoreland and obviously how it started. So Grow Westmoreland was the idea, looking back when I was the chief of staff, looking at the comprehensive plan, seeing the future demographics of Westmoreland County as a whole. When you're looking at it, it was just shocking to see how the drop-off of the population change was obviously taking place from high school education. Seeing the numbers prolifically drop off, the aging population we had, with all the wonderful colleges we have here, it was just seemed to look also about the workforce, what we have. We have St. Vincent's, Seton Hill, the Westmoreland County Community College, and others. But it was, when you look at the actual data and statistics, we're a blue-collar county. And as of this year, manufacturing has superseded tourism as our second largest industry. So it's agriculture, now it's manufacturing, then tourism. So the mindset with the co-founders, myself, which is Judge Matt Schmizzi, John Wyan, and myself, was let's come together and give a reason for younger people to stay in Westmoreland County. So we started the whole entire organization, this 501c3 nonprofit, to give scholarships away. It was to raise the appreciation, the idea about what it means to be in the trades. So it's really about the getting rid of the stigma, the idea, the mindset, the trades of being in the blue collar industry is a dirty job. It's the mindset of you don't want to do that kind of work, that those jobs are beneath you. And you know, that was ingrained in me when I was going to high school and to college, that the 4-year degree is the only way to go. Fast forward ahead now, I can't believe 20 years being out of high school, you're seeing now that the trades are in such a major demand, a necessity that basically they're making as much money, can make as much money as certain attorneys per hour. So when you're looking at people that are going for an 18-month certification or a degree from the community college or other vocational education centers, they're coming out making anywhere from $70,000, $80,000 to $100,000 day one on the job, where it takes people years to get to that kind of money now. So it's really a mindset change, was really the preemptive strike that we wanted to do here with the hearts and the minds of talking to the parents, to the actual, to the high schools, was to get the mindset shift and the change here of what we can do to help make Westmoreland County stronger for future generations. Because once again, if we don't align the workforce, keep the youth here, give them the opportunities, showcase what we have to offer here in Westmoreland County, we're going to be in like the rest of the surrounding areas, the surrounding states. If you have this mass exodus, what happens to our industry? What happens to these jobs? And once again, from the commissioner's standpoint, seeing these companies every day knocking on our door, either from Allegheny County, from out of the area and the region, coming into Westmoreland County, and they want to be hands-on manufacturer, from advanced manufacturer to assembly, it just shows you that we still are this blue-collar county that we are today. And that is really the mechanism and the drive was, let's give this money away. Let's start the drive. Let's start this conversation of what Grow Westmoreland is as a whole. And we have now, obviously, with myself, I, and obviously the previous board has made a universal shift by putting wonderful individuals in place, such as Donna Rain Odell. She's the chairwoman. Gina Kiesel was vice chair. Maria Camporelli, she is now the treasurer, and Dante DiCario, who is the secretary. With a new mindset change, with Donna working at the CTC, which she'll explain, Gina being a community advocate on many boards in the community, talking about what she can do with great mindset. Maria working for General Carbide, and what she worked for Abbott IQ prior to that, and Dante DiCario working for Westmoreland County as the public works director, as well as him being obviously heavily involved in his family and trades and other aspects of blue collar. It's just a great mindset change, plus the additions to that the current board, I let them speak on who they're adding and what their plan is for the future. So it's a great change. Now we have the community at large is supporting the mindset for the trades. We're all in lockstep, working in tandem and working together to help the county now grow and move in the same direction, from high schools to the community college. Now we're seeing the community once again. We're working as a collective whole. So now it's a perfect time to step back, let new leadership come in, showcase their ideas and how they're going to take the organization to the next step.
Isn't he just a great speaker, ladies? He's just full of energy and excited about it and really boots on the ground and helping things happen. It's wonderful to hear that from one of our community
Love.
leaders. And I also think wonderful that you recognize that you're not hiding from the demographics. You're not hiding from the fact that our population has a cliff in front of it. And I can really appreciate that. So I'm excited to see about your involvement, Donna. Tell me how you found out about this, how you got involved, and what your role is.
Yeah, and thank you again for having me on the show. So I work at the CTC. I'm currently the supervisor of workforce education, and I was blessed enough that my predecessor, Dr. Alex Novikoff, he ended up going to a different position, and I was able to kind of take his role, or at least his seat at Grow Westmoreland as a board member. So now that I am at the CTC and I'm with Grow Westmoreland, it's really kind of blending together as I work with all 17 school districts in the county. I work with the three CTCs and I work with the five post-secondary schools in Westmoreland County. So our whole goal, it aligns directly with the mission and the focus of Grow Westmoreland is just establishing those partnerships with the local employers, with the education in our county. And just making sure that we are all working together. We're breaking down those silos that we have had for such a long time. And, just trying to provide that training and scholarship opportunities for, those youth that are going into the workforce after graduation and hopefully staying in Westmoreland County in careers like agriculture and skilled labor.
It's wonderful. Gina, tell us about your role and how you got involved.
Oh, thanks again, Jen. Got involved with Sean, asking me to join, and I'm on another board with the Greensburg-Hemphill Area Library, and I'm on the board of the Laurel Ridge Foundation. So my main goal is to try to bring, fundraising and money to these organizations, and hopefully, make them prosperous and let us get some scholarships and grants to these. Kids of our area, the young youth, and keep them here, keep them like in our title, keep them growing here. That's our main goal. We have a big fundraiser coming up August 28th. It's going to be at the venue at Live Casino. We're all really looking forward to it, and hopefully, it's a big success. We're trying to get as many people as we can to attend and just. Really show support for blue collar in our area, the skilled labor, like Donna said, agricultural is really big, and would love to see that. Love to see the younger generation, keep in those fields.
Fun. Does someone want to talk a little bit more about the event, what it's called and the premise and how you find out more about it?
Yeah, I can go ahead and do that. So we are having on, like what Gina said, on August 28th, we're having the Grow Westmoreland End of Summer Bash, a toast to the trades. It will be at the Live Casino in Greensburg, where near Westmoreland Mall. And we just want to try to find a way to, raise funds for our different initiatives. We've been working on building scholarships for students that are going into the workforce. We want to expand that, maybe just, even going into maybe grade school or middle school and giving students opportunities to be exposed to those trades so that whenever they are going into high school or are going into the workforce, that they are aware of them, they know that they have those options and that they can go out. So we just are trying to find any way that we can get people to come to our event. It's going to be a really good time. You can go on our Facebook page, and we've been posting on different local community group pages on Facebook. And we will have something on our website as well with the information, but you can go on there, you can buy tickets. There's a general admission that's $75, or I'm sorry, it's $85. And that includes one ticket, or you can do a VIP where it's unlimited drinks and food. There will be activities there, like different summer activities. We'll have cornhole, we'll have different things. And it's just a really good way for the community to get together, celebrate the trade, celebrate who we are as Westmoreland County, and have a good time in the meantime.
This sounds really fun. I'm looking at your Facebook page now, a way to send the summer off in style. So you're looking at business owners, educators, or just the regular people who want to support local youth on their path. I think that partnership with businesses is really key, Gina. I think that's probably what you and Donna spend a lot of time on, and making sure that you connect with industries. And even just having a large employer like General Carbide on board probably brings a lot of weight to the table because they have opportunities to offer skilled labor, correct?
No, absolutely. And I think that's Don and I's goal. Next week we're gonna, hit the pavement and kind of walk around City of Greensburg, hopefully get some local businesses to support. I know certain ones like Agway in the past, even basket donations would be extremely helpful. Anything that we can use to raffle would definitely be appreciated.
Awesome. Sean, how important is community support to your efforts, particularly to provide scholarships?
Well, once again, Jennifer, it's a major must-have. The community at large, once again, is in lockstep, and now they see the purpose of the trade. So to have a successful event and support the young men and women of this county, phenomenal. And Donna, they just brought up showing to going out sometimes
I
we
think
try
we're
to reach
losing him a
out
little
to,
bit.
and with a different leadership. Is
Think we might be losing
my
you a little bit.
back, sorry.
Having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, but I think you were talking about the community is on board now. You're shattering the stigma, and probably that happens a lot because so many business and community leaders are in such desperate need of workers, right?
That is correct. So with Donna and Gina's leadership and what they're going to be doing the next couple of weeks, trying to promote this from themselves, introducing who they are now in these new roles, as well as the other board members, it's fantastic to have the community at large involved. It's showing once again the businesses that we tried to reach out with and new leadership and go into uncharted territories will hopefully bring a new subset of individuals into the county or into this organization and get monies, get them involved, let them understand the purpose, what they have to offer, where we're headed once again, as not just Grow Westmoreland, but as the county at large. So, Grow Westmoreland has a fundamental basis amongst certain groups, and the goal now is to be expand beyond that. So, yeah, it really is trying to get new businesses involved. Just with the organization, but also with themselves to make them understand what is out there, where we're headed as a county and as a community too. So it's a win for everybody when they get involved with this organization to just once again, if we focus on helping the youth of the future and giving them the opportunities or making them aware what is out there, we're going to be successful on so many different fronts. So yeah, I'm excited at the new board. I'm excited what their mission is now and the motivation that a lot of them have. I couldn't be happier that, you know, Dawn and Gina are once again, they're just excited like I am talking about this and what their mindset is and what they have to offer.
So fun to listen to the folks from Grow Westmoreland talk about the potential opportunity for young people, their futures in Westmoreland County. On the line with me today is Westmoreland County Commissioner Sean Curtis. He's the co-founder of this organization, their chairperson, Donna Rain O'Donnell, and their vice chair, Gina Kiesel. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, on the phone with some energetic and really excited folks from Grow Westmoreland. This is a nonprofit organization that's really committed to helping young people stay in Westmoreland County, learn about skilled trades, and learn about the future that they can have by staying here in Westmoreland County. Their co-founder is on the line today. Many of you know Westmoreland County Commissioner Sean Curtis, Chairperson Donna Rain O'Donnell, and Vice Chair Gina Kiesel. I love talking to you guys. I know you have an event coming up on August 28th. It's the End of Summer Bash, a toast to the trades. That's on August 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. That's going to be held at Live Casino in Pittsburgh. So there's early bird admission for $85, general admission for $100. That comes with a drink ticket, appetizers, live music, raffles, and more. And this is really one of the many ways that Grow Westmoreland tries to grow their coffers so they can offer more scholarships to more young people who could possibly want to live and work in Westmoreland County for many years to come. Now, Donna, I'm going to ask you, are you the right person to talk to about what kind of scholarships you offer? Can you go into a little bit of detail about that for me?
Yes, but I might ask County Commissioner Sean Curtis to help me with that as well.
Okay,
So
okay.
Currently, we do have a scholarship that we issue out every single year, and you can apply for that online annually. We have it on our website, and it's anybody that is interested in pursuing something primarily focused in the trades, post-secondary. So whether you're a senior in high school and you want to go into the workforce, or maybe you have had a couple of years of experience, maybe you went to college, didn't work out, and now you realize maybe I do want to go into the trades, but I need a jump starter. You know, I just need a little bit of assistance. You can go ahead and go on our website. You can apply online. And then we give out, typically it's $500 grant for a tool scholarship and $1,000 scholarship for anybody that wants to pursue a post-secondary education, or, you know, just kind of helping them get their feet on the ground going straight into that workforce. We also have issued scholarships, and I'm going to give it off to Sean for the agriculture scholarships.
Yes, thanks, Donna. So last year, prior to the board changeover, we did our first agricultural award, as we want to, obviously, as a number one industry in Westmoreland, is promote that. So Gillis's Farm last year received the first award for agricultural. We also last year gave Dairy School District money because they had a drone program, but they didn't have the money for the software. They had the actual tangible equipment. We provide a scholarship for the software, and that is for their dairy ag program that will fly the drones in the fields to see what, obviously, when it comes to the crops, how they're doing, where they need to, you know, make obviously changes for the farmers, as well as how to obviously take the field down. So it was a great, great thing to start that process because we want to obviously focus on the trades. But agriculture being such a major part of the community as well is how do we get more involved? So last year we talked to the Farm Bureau as well as other aspects. But as right now, we want to get back to the trades because that's one of the major, you know, major growing industries right now. But we also don't want to forget the farming or the agricultural aspect as well. So we're going to try to look at, you know, one year off, or as we progress here, have separate, you know, blockout for agriculture and part of it being the trades as well. So it's very difficult to see, you know, continuous mindset of agriculture. And I'm really grateful and blessed to have Dairy School District being so proactive here, as well as, you know, taking that leadership at the young high school level to try to talk about agriculture. We do have Penn State Extension that works with the community at large. And you know, I've spoke with them in the past of how we can get more people involved, because we don't want to lose that generational farming aspect. You know, you have generation of farmers here from, you know, Gillis and other farms in the community at large. We don't want those, obviously, when the kids get older, or the child's, you know, second generation, the third, fourth generation leaves. And then what happens to that farm? Does it become another housing plan? Does it become part of the land trust? Does it become just idle property? You know, we forget how we need to eat and survive. And things aren't just packaged at Walmart, Shop and Save, and Giant Eagle. There is an aspect of how farm is a major contribution here. And the more local that we have supports our economy, it supports the future, and it keeps these farms that are active more active as they progress. So it really is an overall aspect of what the organization's trying to do. So this year coming up, we're going to do some more trades, and hopefully with the money that we raise from this end of summer bash that we're having at Live Casino, will be enough money left over as we progress, either for agriculture, or we'll have another fundraiser we have at the Oktoberfest, that we'll take that money and block it off for that as well.
That's fantastic. So what is the reaction to these individuals when they get these scholarships? And, you know, what kind of excitement and careers, and do you follow them through the process?
So in the past, we've seen, you know, we had individuals that received scholarships come back and speak and talk about where they're currently at for, like, the primarily for the trade industry, of how their careers are going. We try to follow up as much as we can, but, you know, like, everyone's so busy with life. But it's also just so amazing to see some of those individuals that have successfully started their careers in the trade that they're pursuing. I know when we went to Derry High School, the school itself was ecstatic when it came to the farming aspect with Gillis Farm that received the first ag grant. They were beyond happy to see, you know, we're talking about what farming is and how they're doing it. They opened a local store off of 819 where you can go and purchase their products. I believe the daughter of the farmer himself, Mr. Gillis, is running that. So it's nice to see the generational aspect and what they're doing, and how, once again, you can go there directly and buy it. So it really is, they're very happy. They're excited. And to see people actually step back and do something that's just good, that we're giving this money away to help, and there's no strings attached. We're not asking for, you know, something in return. We're just, this organization is just holistic in the mindset of just helping the actual community and individuals for the hard work that they do, or for the youth as they continue to prosper in the future.
And one more question for you. I wanted to ask about, you know, you kind of started very small, right? I mean, a couple $1,000s in scholarships. Can you explain where you were and where you've gone, Commissioner?
Absolutely. So we started off with this idea just with, you know, myself putting money in, you know, Judge Schmizzy and John Wyan. We just put some money in. Went around, begged, borrowed, stole what we had to do to try to survive with this organization, to try to explain to people to join the organization. Because when you're a startup, anything else in life, it's very difficult when you have an idea and you're trying to make it a reality. So we started small. We got more people involved, from General Carbide to other major sponsors like Smale Automotive. We've given money to the technicians out there that work. And Smale has been a major sponsor for years, so we're happy with that. And when you start seeing that, and that's the key, is just promoting this as much as possible. Because, as you know, anything else in life, when you give someone money, everyone thinks, once again, something is, the strings are attached, but there's not. So when you start this small, and then you continually try to grow every year, and we have become more and more successful, it really is just monumental. And you know, there's also a step where you got to step away. Almost 5 years involved in leadership is long enough. And to help anything grow, you got to step back, look at the individuals that are coming up, such as Donna, Gina, Maria, and Dante, and what they have to offer. And it's so great to see, once again, what those new flourishing ideas have to come to the table to help take this to the next level is just great.
Donna, your reaction to the growth in the future?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to it. It's so exciting. You know, I'm a product of Westmoreland County. I'm a first generation college student in my family. And, everyone in Westmoreland County, I feel like, has connections to the trades and the workforce that is still what makes Westmoreland County what it is today. And I'm just really looking forward to working with, Gina and Maria, Sean, Dante, and the rest of the board to continue to recognize Westmoreland County, who we are, what we are composed of, and how we can continue to grow.
Gina, your reaction to the potential growth and the success of the organization?
No, I'm excited as well. To add on to what Donna said, I hope my family's blue collar. I'm the first female to go to college. I wouldn't, I appreciate that. I love that, but at the same time, I realize how important the trades and, the agriculture of the area, the skilled labor of the area is just is so important. I mean, that's how I grew up. That's how I how we lived, and I would love to see that continue in these next generations, and not to solely focus on college. I mean, there's more out there. College is a beautiful thing, but there's more opportunity out there in these other areas.
And we're finishing this up, but we know about all of the announcements and making Western Pennsylvania sort of an AI hub. I mean, that has to be exciting to you, Commissioner. I mean, it has to be. I know there's nothing concrete and nothing, no real scoop at this point, but isn't it exciting that AI could be here and you could be setting up these young people for the future?
Well, I'm ecstatic. We do have some AI in the county right now and infancy stages, as you just said, and regionally from Pittsburgh with Carnegie Mellon. We're benefiting from Westmoreland County as a whole. We do have some industry that's trickling over, and they want to utilize this region, this area, because of our land. We do have test tracks. We do have certain aspects of autonomous vehicles that will be in the future looked at. So that is very exciting in how this will obviously continue to grow. It is going to be phenomenal for the future, as you said, Jennifer.
A perfect way to end the show with Grow Westmoreland. As a reminder, their end of summer bash called A Toast to the Trades is happening on August 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Live Casino. There's early bird admission for $85, general admission for $100. This includes one drink ticket, appetizers, live music, raffles, and much more. So this is an opportunity to raise a glass to the next generation of builders, makers, and doers. And so you can log on to the Grow Westmoreland website or their Facebook page, and you'll find the link to buy the tickets. So all this money is used for scholarship opportunities for young people in the skilled trades to live and work in Westmoreland County, which is truly what we need as we look to the future and the demographics of our sort of shrinking population. This is an attempt to bend the curve. Everyone should get involved in this event on August 28th. Again, that's Grow Westmoreland. So I'd like to thank again Westmoreland County Commissioner Sean Curtis, who is also the co-founder of Grow Westmoreland, Donna Rain Odell, who's been a great contact for me back and forth setting all this up. And I'm so excited to publicize all this. She's the chairperson, and Gina Kiesel, the vice chair. Thank you all so much for joining us on Westmoreland Community Connections.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Nice talking to you as always.
I love talking to you guys. Good luck on your event, and I hope to hear much more success from Grow Westmoreland. You're listening
We
to
appreciate it.
Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks so much for listening.